Governor Daniels, you're on a tour into Japan, and this morning earlier you had a chance to do some business for agriculture. What was that all about?
Well, we're over here doing what we always do on these trips, and that's try to insource jobs and investment of all kinds to the state. And so on this trip, we have made a special emphasis of agribusiness, and we invited a number of Japanese companies in businesses ranging from packing and food processing to hardwoods to biotechnology to come hear about Indiana and about the all the reasons that we are, some say, the most aggressively pro-agriculture state in America right now.
Obviously, when you put together an invitation list for such an event as you had for agriculture, you try to identify people who are really on the verge of maybe doing something. Do you feel that you made some progress?
Won't know for a while. This is comes under the heading of prospecting. When we make these trips, Skip, it's always a combination of visiting with companies that are with us already, telling them we appreciate their business, and obviously that we would like to be the they grow and when they if the time comes, but also prospecting for new business. And so we spread the net pretty widely, and with the help of the U.S. Embassy and other advisors over here, I thought we got a pretty good group together.
Previous similar meetings, you've had good success and brought new business to Indiana. Do you think the same will happen this time?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. Some of the companies that we have now, we think, have a possibility of growing. Also, we have six live, by my count, at least six very live prospects that I'm calling on while I'm here, companies that are actively considering a new American investment. And with that many shots on goal, I think there's a darn good chance of a score or two.
Any of those in agriculture?
None of the six that I just mentioned, but again, we may come out of here with two or three more very, very good leads. In the room today, we had some people who we are seeing for the first time, but the fact that they showed up tells me that they have an active interest.
Governor, you missed the big party yesterday out at SIA on the east side of Lafayette, the 20th anniversary, but the lieutenant governor represented you well.
Well, I was there in spirit, and today I saw people, and tonight I saw people from Subaru, and I had lunch today with the chairman of Toyota. Very rare privilege. This is something that very few folks or very few states get the opportunity to do. We had a long talk about the success of that very innovative partnership. The leadership of Toyota is very, very positive about the way that has begun, and I was very encouraged by our conversation.
As you return to the United States and Indiana in the next few days, you'll have a chance to sit down and take a look at your notes and try to develop a strategy plan from there on out. What do you do once you get back?
Well, we certainly follow up aggressively with the folks we talk to here. I learned years ago in business that personal contact and personal effort, particularly by chief executive, it goes a long way, maybe even further in this business culture than it does in the West. And so we will be getting back to them with answers to questions that they asked and trying to arrange for reciprocal visits by their leadership where we may be able to close a sale or two.
As you conclude this trip, what else is left to be done?
Well, the next 2 days are jam-packed. We'll be leaving for Nagoya, leaving Tokyo for the area of Nagoya tomorrow at about 6:30 in the morning. Won't get back till early evening. Then we have a dinner meeting with a company that we recently brought to Newcastle. So it's going to be a very packed day, and same was true of Thursday. But I'm looking forward to them because, again, of our prospective new business, most of those sales calls, so to speak, are in the next 2 days. So I've got my game face on and my best-selling mode.
Well, Governor, thank you for the phone call this morning, and best of luck to you as you continue through Japan.
Well, thanks, Skip. And I can just tell you that the folks who work at SIA in Lafayette have really represented Indiana well, and it's largely because of them that the Toyota decision was made, and those more than 1,000 jobs And I just don't think that's the end of it, because that is really one of our best selling points, and we love to brag about it, and you can bet I'm doing that.
Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.